1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, special election night coverage. And right now, here is the electoral count. George W. Bush with 121 electoral votes, Al Gore with 119. Let's bring on Dave Oliva, who is an Al Gore supporter in the San Fernando Valley. And Dave joins us out there. Dave, how do you feel so far?
I feel pretty good that, you know, Al Gore is making a run at it, you know, and I'm hopeful that in the coming, in the coming hours that he's going to be able to do better.
Okay, Steve Bozell is in the Inland Empire and is at his business in Corona. Right now, it's tightened up, Steve.
I understand it has, and I'm very, you know, we're all hoping for President Bush. I really think it'd be a disaster for Al Gore to be president of the United States. I would be so worried for my children and people like that.
All right, I'm going to go to Terry Ray Elmer now, and thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, Bill.
Thank you very much. Terry Ray Elmer is in our newsroom, and she's got the update, the specifics here on this Electoral College balance. Terry Ray? Well, I guess she's not there.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, yeah.
Suzanne?
Yeah, Suzanne, quit bugging her. Yeah, I'm right here. Can she hear me? Go ahead, Terry Ray. Or is this just more of the engineering problems that I should have expected would happen? Hi, Terry Ray. It's Phil. Are you there? Okay, she's not there. So we'll go back to our gentleman here on the line in Corona. And would you do me a favor and get them squared away so that I'm not doing what I did at 4 o'clock Pacific with 1 minute before airtime calling to make sure people had phone numbers? And I'm sure right now Tony Sorrentino's listening to me and he's going, I don't know what's going wrong. God almighty, man. It's like, you know, we have been in the telephonic, cellular, and fiber optic age for at least 50 years, and we still can't keep a line of communication open to a newsroom so that when I want to talk to somebody about this, I can talk to them. And here I am losing my temper. All right, here it is, 121 electoral votes to 119, and here's how it breaks down. As you know, Bush won Kentucky and Indiana. He won Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia. Bush also has now won the states of Kansas. He has won Mississippi. He's won Oklahoma, and he's won Texas. Al Gore has won the states of Florida. He has won Vermont, Connecticut, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Illinois, and he's also won Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, and New Jersey. Okay, Terry Ray, how you doing?
Hello.
So what happened?
Oh, Schaefer's trying to talk to me, and I can't talk to you and him at the same time.
Oh, I see. Well, she's blaming you, Mike, and now he's held his hands up, and he said, I'm not talking to her.
Well, don't you think it's his fault, though?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Tell Suzanne Watley to stay out of there, because I can
will.
Hear you screaming at her. Go ahead.
George W. Bush has won Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, and Mississippi. Gore's won Washington, D.C., Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Illinois, and New Jersey.
Okay, thank you. I think I just said all of that.
I couldn't hear you, remember?
No problem. Thanks a lot, Terry Ray.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye. Can she not hear me? Okay, she needs to call if she wants to come back on the air then, I guess is the way we're going to have to do it. All right. And not what you just told me, which is she's just sitting there and will come on anytime she wants to. That's what she said. I love this. I love the finger pointing that goes on around here. It's like when I was building my pool. It's like the guy that built my pool. Well, it isn't my fault. It's this guy's fault. It's another guy's fault. I can't stand this buck passing. Just somebody take charge and tell me when someone is ready to go. I would love that. I would just love for that to happen. What's this? In the state of Missouri? Oh, these are two creeps. Who cares about them? Now I want to go home. That's how I feel now. I want to just go freaking home. All right. Let's get back to Dave Oliva. And on the line here is also Steve Bozell in Corona, California. David?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, right now, as I said, we do have a very tight race. Tell me some of the reasons why you want to vote for Al Gore. Hello?
Oh, yes, sir, I'm right here.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dave Oliva, go ahead. Get him back on the phone, or I'm going to lose it. Dave, are you there?
Oh, yes, sir, I'm right here.
Okay, Phil Hendry here.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Why are you going to vote for Gore?
Okay, I'm right here.
Yeah, Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
The question that I have for you is, you are a Democrat, correct?
Go ahead.
You're a Democrat, right? All right, go over to Bozell and find out what's going on with him. Steve?
Yes, mister, and I can hear you good.
I'm having a hard time with...
Well, I think that's indicative probably of a Gore supporter.
Well, we've got a bad communication situation going tonight.
I will tell you why I'm going to vote for George Bush. The reason why I'm voting for George Bush is because I believe him to be a man of integrity. I think he's going to send us back to some values that I respect, which is fewer taxation deals, and there won't be as many black. And I have the greatest respect for the Mexican race, but I just don't think there'll be as many Mexicans now.
You're aware of the fact that he does very well. People predict he's going to do well with Latin voters.
I was not aware of that, no.
You didn't know that about Bush?
No, sir, I did not. But I'll tell you right now, the race is so close.
Wait a minute.
I'm sweating bullets. I have to... I'm going to lose it if Gore's in office.
All right, but hold on. You said that there won't be as many Mexicans when Bush is elected?
Well, I just think that the immigration situation will get under control.
And you're in the construction business, correct?
That is correct.
Why wouldn't you want more skilled labor coming over the border from Mexico?
Well...
Because I happen to know that you guys in the construction business, you employ a lot of Mexican laborers, a lot of Mexican cement finishers and ditch diggers and that kind of thing, and you don't have to pay them as much money, and they're just as skilled as the guys you have here. Why wouldn't you want them?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to answer that. I mean, first, number one, I think that when you have the Mexicans who do really good work making our American laborers look bad, then I feel bad about that. And
so you don't want any Mexican laborers up here making the Anglo laborers look bad?
Well, American-born laborers look bad. But also, I have the greatest of respect for the Mexican people, but by the same token, you know, because my wife's family is Mexican. But
you have them in your family?
I don't have them in my family, but my in-laws are. But people, you know, friends of mine, long-term friends of mine, I just think we have enough Mexicans right now with my wife's family, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay, do we have Dave Oliva back listening to us in the Valley? You are the George Bush fan. Go ahead, Dave. Okay, obviously he's not there. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Huh? Phil Hendry Show. What are you guys telling me? We have got a nutball scene in here. It's election central. Bush is winning the electoral count 121 to 119, in case you haven't heard. On the line from the San Fernando Valley is a Gore supporter, Dave Oliva. He's a L.A. Mission College student. In the Inland Empire in Corona is a Bush supporter, Steve Bozell. We're going to go over now to Dave Oliva and talk to Dave. Right now, the race has tightened up, Dave. David, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Right now, the race has tightened up. Oh, come on. Where is the guy? Right now, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mr. Henry.
Okay. The race has tightened up in terms of the electoral count. Looks like a long night, huh? Dave?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going ahead, man! God, I want to kill somebody. Okay, I'm fine. I'm going to be okay. 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 Oh, God. Let's get that Steve Bozell cat, man. Steve, are you there? Steven.
Yeah, Phil.
Okay, I wanted to ask you of the, I wanted to ask, now I forgot my question.
All right.
Can you have anything to say? I forgot what I wanted to ask you.
Just that I'm very happy to see, I'm very happy to see that Governor Bush is probably going to do pretty good tonight.
Now, he has won. Governor Bush has won Kansas. He's won Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah, those are states where I knew that his traditional power base is going to be.
All right. Actually, I have a call for you in Sherman Oaks, Steve. Would you like to take a call?
I'm sorry?
We have a lady here in Sherman Oaks. Sherman Oaks, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You had a comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the Republican Party, they're racist. They don't care about the little people. I mean, if Bush gets in here, I mean, he's a cocaine user.
I mean,
he's an alcoholic.
The Republican Party has done nothing but care about the little people. Yes, they do. The Republican Party cares about working little people. If you're talking about unemployed little people, no, we don't have much to do with them. But people who work for a living, Republican Party's always stood by them.
I've never been in such worse shape in my life as the Reagan-Bush administration. Now, I'm finally starting to see the light of day. I've worked since I was 17 years old. I've never been on welfare. I live in a affluent area where there's million-dollar homes. I live in a very nice area. So.
That's because the Republicans helped you out.
No, I've never.
Yes, they did.
No, how did they help me out?
Because they put through legislation that helped make all that stuff possible, even though Clinton was vetoing it.
Well, how do you say that? I mean, how can you?
Because that's what it is.
They've done absolutely nothing. And you see these little backwater hick redneck towns that all these people are coming out of the trailer park because there's a Jewish person on the ticket with Gore. And that's why Bush is winning. He's a drunk. They'd rather have a drunk cocaine user in office.
Are you saying I'm supposed to vote for a Jew just because he's a Jew?
No.
Am I supposed to vote?
They're voting against him because
are you voting against Gore because he is got a Jewish guy?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how come I have to vote for a Jewish guy just on account of somebody said that he's Jewish.
No, nobody's saying that you're voting
against
him.
That's like me saying.
But that's why all the people are coming out in record numbers voting against him.
That's like me saying.
Mississippi, look at the states that he's
Yeah, Mississippi is gone according to.
Oklahoma.
Right.
Also,
Oklahoma.
Those Jerry Springer
What about Virginia? What about Georgia?
Well,
those are racist states also.
Well, I think that's a little rough calling them racist states.
Racist.
I mean, they're traditionally, more racist than California?
Racist.
California's a racist state, too. California has more rednecks per capita than any state in the union. All you got to do is take a little drive through the San Joaquin Valley someday. And what is this 114, 113 in favor of Bush? It's 121 to 119.
I got that too,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, because look at it. They're going, okay, do I vote for the cocaine user or do I vote for someone with a Jewish
You can't prove that he's done cocaine.
Gore,
you can't
Gore
prove that he's done cocaine. And what about Gore pulling his thing out and waving it in the face of a 13-year-old girl? Gore pulled out that big thing and waved it in the face of children. And
you don't know that.
Well, she doesn't know that Bush is a coke user either.
He admitted it.
He never admitted that he used coke.
He never admitted he used
he
cocaine.
He said, huh? No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Oh, I guess he...
Yeah, okay. I guess you need to read your newspaper.
He didn't fess up to that DUI until he was busted.
Well, maybe he fessed up to the DUI, but he never said nothing about...
All right. Thank you very much.
And another thing
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go back to Dave Oliva, who is a Bush supporter, a Gore supporter, and he is standing by in the San Fernando Valley. Dave?
Yeah, Ms. Henry, I wanted to say that if Bush wins, then I will be very sad because my girlfriend's sister is pregnant right now by me, and she needs an abortion. If Bush wins, he might repeal the legalization of the abortion law.
So is this about abortion for you?
Yes, sir. I believe in a woman's right to choose. I mean, in this instance, it would be my right to choose, but I do believe in a woman's right to choose. And right now...
All right, wait. Who is pregnant?
Unfortunately, tragically, is my girlfriend's sister. Who is...
Wait a minute. You got your girlfriend's sister pregnant?
Yes, sir, I did.
Is that something you're proud of?
No, sir, I'm not. But very tragically, I went to bed with her... And, you know, got her, made her fat with a kid. And that's a very tragic thing, but I have to own up to it as a man. Okay, so I borrowed the money from my mother so I could take her down to the abortion clinic area. And they apparently have some suction method.
Okay, all right. Dave, you're a very young man. You're 22.
Yes, sir.
To vote for Al Gore based upon some vague notion of how he stands on abortion seems like thin ice, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you say that.
Well, because you're saying you got your girlfriend's sister pregnant, and you borrowed the money from your mom to go take her down and get her an abortion, and God bless Al Gore for that?
Yeah, God bless Al Gore and the Clinton, family, too. Because
you realize that Roe versus Wade was legalized in Roe versus Wade was a Supreme Court decision, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's not a law. You know that, right?
The Roe versus Wade law?
It's not a law. It's a Supreme Court decision that was handed down in 1973 in the middle of a Republican administration. You're aware of that, right?
That's not the information that I have.
What do you mean that's not the information that you have? Roe versus Wade.
The information I have is that Republicans were too pussy to be pro-choice.
No. Republicans, Democrats, don't have anything to do with it. It has to do with a Supreme Court that interpreted the Fourth Amendment of the United States to mean that a human being. Secure in their right to their personal effects, had a right to privacy when it came to abortion, when a woman came to deciding for herself what she was going to do with her body. Do you understand?
I mean, no, you know. Plus, if Gore gets elected, he might legalize the other thing. He might legalize ganja, you know, like the chronic, man.
He might legalize what?
He might legalize chronic.
Dope?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's another reason why I am in favor of the liberalization.
All right, let me go over here to Torrance on the Phil Hendry Show. Torrance, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I hope everybody out there listening is not listening to Dave and deciding on whether or not they'll vote for Gore in light of his opinions. I think they should vote for Al Gore based upon the fact that he still supports affirmative action, based upon the fact that he's going to help our healthcare industry and try to put guidelines on HMOs so they don't screw all of us people who are not insured by PPOs, that I think he's a decent man. I think that.
Okay, let me just jump in for a minute because George Bush has captured another state. I don't know which one. He's got 130 electoral votes to Gore's 119. Looking at this map, does that look like Illinois? Does that look like he went to, I can't see, Indiana? But we already called that. All right, go ahead, ma'am.
At any rate,
what does that mean? Bush just got some more votes?
Yes.
God damn it, man. That is wrong, man. That's wrong.
Looks like Alabama. Looks like Alabama. Yeah.
Anyway.
No. All right, look, I agree with what you're saying 100%.
But this woman's basically saying you're an idiot.
And
okay, do you want
to
take back a woman's right to have for the abortions? No.
No, I believe in those views as well, and that's another issue that I am supporting Al Gore on. But what you're saying is basically nonsense. You're making no sense. You should call Jerry Springer, just like this other woman
Al Gore,
was talking about.
Al Gore is going to help America.
Hi,
let me. Can I just say something here?
Yeah.
I don't run the Jerry Springer Show. I don't pay people to call this radio show.
You. I think you're great.
All right,
you're
okay,
great.
But I just don't pay people to come on this show. All right. By
no,
the way,
I was
Alabama
just saying,
did go to Bush. So
I'm saying I support a lady's right to have an abortion, and I support a lady's right to. Have affirmative action, too.
Okay.
A lady's right for affirmative action. All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. 1-800...
What's wrong with what I just said?
Nothing. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, that was Alabama that just went for Bush, so that's 130 to 119 Bush to Gore's electoral votes. You're listening to continuing coverage of Election Night 2000 here on The Phil Hendry Show, and I'm very happy that you joined our very literate discussion.
Hey, man, can I get a...
Hold on. It's The Phil Hendry Show.
Something to eat.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and we are doing our election night coverage. And we've got an update on electoral votes and which states have been won. And we have Terry Ray Elmer in our newsroom. Terry?
Hello, Phil.
Hi.
CNN says Bush has 130 electoral votes and Gore has 119, which we've already said. But right. Bush has won Alabama.
Alabama was the one.
Is the state that the
Why did, when I looked at Alabama, I thought, gee, that really surprises me that Bush went with Alabama.
The CBS News campaign coverage on the website, when you look at it, it doesn't say the name of the state. It only shows the pictures, and I'm sitting there, okay, now what's above Texas?
Yeah, I know. And you're looking, that's the one, that's the skinny one next to Mississippi. I think that's Mississippi.
Yeah, and I think Bush won some of the square states, but I'm not sure exactly which one.
Bush won some square states. Yeah, he won Kansas. I know that's a square state.
There you go.
And he won, I don't know.
Another square state you're trying to think of? Oklahoma.
Oklahoma was the one, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. What else?
In Austin, Texas, apparently Bush's people are just about sure that he's won because they've been standing in line to get into the party and they have decided to start the party. There's a mariachi band, a country and western band, and a gospel choir.
Well, now, the French, and I don't know which French, but some in the French press have said Gore has won the election.
Really?
Where
the French are projecting the elections for us now.
The French, I don't know if it's a national newspaper or one of their news networks, television networks, said they've projected Gore as the winner.
Didn't you go to France?
Yeah.
Didn't you say the people were stupid?
I didn't say they were so much stupid as they are arrogant, and that's the French arrogance. Yeah, we will tell you that God has won. You need not vote. Yeah, that's the way it is. All right, Terry Ray, thank you.
You're welcome.
So there you go, Alabama and those square, skinny states. Because she's right, you can't, you know, it's, and thank God I was good in geography in school, and I was. I mean, I can look at a map of the United States and I can tell you which is each state. Can you? No, most people can't. That's just that's an aptitude that I have. But by the same token, I don't know anything about math and science and math, horrible for me. So I could look at a map of geography and I could see, I know my history, I sort of know my current events, but when it comes to actually calculating things mathematically, I flat stink. Okay? Now, as I said, that skinny little state over there, I don't know the name of it, just went for Bush. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Stye, is that what I just said? And on the line, of course, talking with us is Dave Oliva. He is in the San Fernando Valley. And we also have Steve Bozell. Steve?
Yes, sir.
We'll ask you, and then we'll take another phone call. Bush has just picked up Alabama.
Yeah, and I would like to say that... I come from the state of Tennessee, Mr. Henry.
Oh, you're from Tennessee?
Yes, sir. I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. And I think that for some sense to finally come into this election, we do have to rely on the southern states. I think a lot of southern states are going to bring some intelligence. They're going to bring some decency because I think the rest of the country is losing its mind if it's going to go with Gore. But I think the southern states, such as Alabama and Mississippi, are showing the way of the country tonight. And I'm very proud to be a Southerner, and we're showing the way.
All right, let's go to Chino Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I was calling in to comment on the fact that it's really scaring me. I am a Bush supporter, but regardless of that, it really makes me nervous as to why people are choosing to vote for one candidate over another. I think there's some real...
Let me ask you, why did you vote for Bush?
I voted for Bush because...
No, I'm not asking you, Mr. Bozell.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I'm asking the lady in Chino Hills.
I like his views on school vouchers. I like that he is looking to give tax cuts to everyone, not just a particular population. I like
Bush's
ideas on military spending. And I like that he wants to bring control of oil back to the United States so we're not so dependent on...
How is he going to do that?
I believe he had talked about bringing it back to start drilling in Texas. And I know
great.
That Gore...
So, no, he said he's going to drill in Alaska in some federally protected lands. Are you an environmentalist?
No,
Mr.
I'm
Henry,
not.
Don't confuse the issue. I think the lady is very right. I think that Governor Bush has said he's going to open up some of the federally protected lands for oil exploration. Governor Bush says he's going to give a tax cut to the people who pay the bills. And that's all working people.
Absolutely.
But I also want to say that, yeah, he's going to do something about some of the Mexicans. That I believe we've got a lot to do about that.
Do you share that belief, ma'am?
I look at it differently. I don't see a problem with Hispanics or Mexico coming over the border legally.
Right.
I would like to see some control of the illegal immigrants coming in, but I absolutely, if they're coming in legally, they absolutely deserve to be here.
Dave Oliva, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Henry.
Tell us about Gore. We have a lady on the line here who's a Bush supporter. Go ahead.
I'm a Bush supporter?
No, the lady that I'm talking to in Chino Hills is a Bush supporter.
Oh. Well, I mean, I think that you have to vote for Gore because I think a lot of young people are voting for Gore because they know that he's not going to sell out the country to a bunch of, you know, I mean, pussies and stuff, you know? I mean, everybody's going... You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you know, honestly, I'm 23 years old. I don't know how old you are.
I'm 22.
Are you? Okay, yeah. So we're about
this
the same age.
This was my first election.
This would be both of your first election that you voted in, right?
This is my second.
Okay.
I voted in '96 by barely made it. But you know, I don't know about the term pussies or who's going to sell out. I like Bush's idea that he's going to give more local control to government. He
don't you
want
think that
everything.
Bush has turned pussy on a lot of stuff, though?
No, absolutely
what do you,
not.
What do you mean he's turned pussy on a lot of stuff?
Yeah, well, I don't understand
well,
that either.
What I mean by that is, like for instance, you know, the oil that we got over in Arabia, that's the oil that we use right now, and it seems to me that Bush is, like, turning pussy by not going for that oil, but he wants to make oil come out of the ground up in Texas and up there.
But you need to
you mean,
understand,
in Alaska.
I think,
up in Alaska, I mean.
See, you need to understand that as long
uh-huh.
as we, as they control our oil,
uh-huh.
they can continue. If we have problems in the Middle East,
uh-huh.
they can essentially pull that oil
that's
supply,
right. that's
or they
right.
can jack up the prices on gas out here. So really,
Mr.
to bring
Henry,
it home.
Can I ask Mr. Henry, are you...
Let the lady finish, please.
I'm very terribly sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I think he was just agreeing anyway. I believe
Mr. Henry, I want to ask you, are you a Gore supporter?
I am.
Why?
Oh, well, first of all, I think the man has got 8 years of practical experience at the federal level. I think it scares me when a guy like Bush says he didn't know Social Security was a federal program. I think that's frightening. I think he has to become familiar with those things. I don't think he has leadership experience at the federal level.
Well, talk about being a pussy, you know.
What are you talking about, man?
What Mr. Henry just said there is pussy.
And why is that pussy?
You're just a pussy because you don't want to protect our country.
What are you talking about, man? I just gave you... I just gave you a good example of why I don't think that I think that Gore has practical leadership level at experience at the federal level. I think that Mr. Bush has some frightening lapses of knowledge when it comes to what he's the job he's up against.
That's it. Now you're being a pussy.
No, he's not, man.
All right, I'm getting tired of
you
being
know,
called
no
a pussy.
No offense. Yeah, I was going to say no offense.
Well,
and,
well what? I mean, that's
zone,
all
but
he's
I don't think we
to
need
do.
To be tossing that word around. I just
no, man. The whole trip with Al Gore is not a pussy.
All right, thank you very much for your call, ma'am. Appreciate it. Hold on, guys. Okay, so I don't even know who I was talking to there. There were three. One of them was very intelligent. The lady in Chino Hills. The other two guys, Mr. Bozell and Mr. Oliva. Yeah, I don't like them throwing that word around either, okay? I just got called a pussy by that guy, and I'm not particularly in favor of that. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. We have now Bush at 130 electoral votes, Gore at 122. So that means Gore picked up three in the last few minutes, and I'm going to say that those three votes belong to who? We got the District of Columbia went to Gore. Is it Maine's four? He was at 119, right? So he got three. Looking down the list of electoral votes, that would have to be North Dakota is the next list with three. And that poll doesn't close until, I guess they did close at 8 o'clock. Actually, they close at 9 o'clock Eastern time. But that closing time has not been reached. So he picked up three votes somewhere. Might have been the District of Columbia. And he's sitting there at 122 electoral votes. So 130 to 122, that's where it's at. And that is the way it is going to stand here for the next few minutes. We're going to take a break. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show here, and we're doing our election night coverage. Terry Ray Elmer is in our newsroom. Terry Ray, are you there?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
Okay, because we just got some information there on Gore that maybe you have.
Yeah, Maine, Massachusetts.
We got a big state for Gore. Didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm. Maine.
No, bigger.
Illinois, Michigan.
No, Pennsylvania just went for Gore. 23 big ones. Well, read it and weep. 23, Mr. Bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, that might be true, but see, I can't identify that state because it's shaped funny and I don't know what it looks like.
Are you still looking at the funny shaped map? Why don't you get something with English on it? Yeah, I'm looking at, I don't know, what's the state? North and South Carolina went for Gore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Bush.
Bush.
Yeah, and I didn't have that. So we have Bush has North and South Carolina, and then you have all those red states. And well, the but red... Pennsylvania just went for Gore, so Gore has 145, Bush 130.
He's happy. Gore's people say that he's happy and cheering when he got the word about the news in Florida. But now he's on the phone again calling voters in Arizona, Colorado, and Mexico.
Well, if he was happy and cheering for Florida, he must be drooling right now and flopping around in sort of an epileptic fit after Pennsylvania. He must be going through sugar shock. What, he was happy and cheering?
Yeah.
So now he's on the phone saying what?
That it's not over yet.
Oh, God, I'd give anything to be there. Wouldn't you?
At either of the campaigns,
yeah.
Or at either of the people, yeah.
In either one of those rooms.
Yeah, because like I said, Bush's people are already in Texas with a mariachi band singing and dancing and celebrating.
They're already celebrating. What if Bush is in his room just, oh, hell, break it out, just slap some on the mirror. I mean, now there's Candy Crowley. She's at the Bush headquarters with just what you were saying, Terry Ray.
Yes.
And you might as well, it looks like Times Square. What are they in? That looks like they have a replica of a Sphinx or something. They have a replica of an Egyptian Sphinx.
God, and there's three bands.
What a party.
For every taste, mariachi bands and a choir.
Well, what happens is you get drunk enough at one of these Bush campaign celebrations, and then he finds out the Gore wins. Oh, that's bullcrap. They'll just be that sauced. Okay, Terry Ray, thank you. You got anything else there, kid?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
All right, we'll talk to you soon here.
Okay.
So now Al Gore is at 145. Electoral votes to 130 for George Bush. So Bush is now trailing Gore at this stage of the game, Gore having just picked up Pennsylvania. Now, I just heard this Jeff Greenfield say on CNN, and I don't know how these guys figure this stuff out, but of the undecided states, and the undecided states so far are Ohio, West Virginia, Maine, Missouri is still undecided. Tennessee is undecided. And Arkansas is undecided. He said that of those undecided states, Bush has to run the table. Bush has to take all of those now if he is to, get back into this race in any significant way. Now, how these guys figure this stuff, I don't know. But obviously, it's a science that they've been involved in for quite some time. However, the word that we just got is that Pennsylvania went to Gore. So Gore is now at 145 and Bush is 130. Oh, you know what I didn't ask her? I didn't ask her about that Electoral College thing, because I don't get it. Hey, Terry Ray, are you still there?
I don't get it.
Okay, thank you. That's great. Let's go to the newsroom now and find out definitively what the Electoral College means.
I read the whole thing last night, and I understand it almost as well as you do. I read the newspaper article, and then I went to MSN and Carta, and I read the entire thing. I clicked on Electoral College, and I read the whole thing, and I just sat there nodding. Yeah, okay.
Good Lord. Yeah. No one knows. Yeah. I don't think there's anybody that knows.
Well, yeah, and then I heard that, and I thought that was really interesting. I thought, well, why do I care about that? That they actually hand carry those votes in their hands somewhere. And I thought, oh, well, that's nice. That's
You're
nice.
Kidding.
They carry them around. Yeah.
Well, okay. What is this stuff about how one guy is committed? This guy, Luther Mook, for instance. Who's he? Why is my life hanging in his balance? Luther Mook is committed to George Bush. And what happens is say Gore runs the table, wins the election, Luther Mook can still vote for Bush. In other words, well, Luther, look, come on, be reasonable. Gore just carried the state. No, I'm going to vote for Bush.
I've decided it's Bush.
Wait a second, you clown. You're going to vote, no, you can't make me. I'm an elector. So he could go for Bush.
What was the last electoral count we gave?
The last one we have is 145 for Gore, 130 for Bush.
130 for Bush.
Yeah, and that's as of Pennsylvania.
Right.
All right, so you don't get it, neither do I.
Nope.
Thanks, hon.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. So that's what I mean. That's what makes America great. You can go to a newsroom and say, tell me about this Electoral College. I don't know. Back to you, Phil. That's what I want to know is behind me. Now, that's okay. It's fine. Who does? I bet you Bernie Shaw right now. I could go to Judy Woodruff. I could go to the most brilliant minds. Bernie, what is this Electoral College? I don't know. And now here's a word from Larry King. And how he can have that thing removed from his face. See, now, Judy Woodruff just said, I'm going to be explaining the Electoral College in a few hours, so stick around for that. Anyway, it's 145 to 130. This morning, I got up with the kids, and because today's the day that I take them to school. And I'm always very excited on Election Day. It's always kind of a fun day. It's like the Super Bowl that comes every 4 years, you know. So I said to the kids as I'm going out, hey, today's Election Day. And yeah, it's like the World Cup. It's like the Olympics, only it's more interesting and it's more significant, you know, than either one of those two very, very boring things. The Olympic, well, the World Cup, in my opinion, is way more exciting than the Olympics, don't you think? Mike says, except for the equestrian events. Okay, you got me there. So who's this guy with a cowboy hat and a funny-looking face? Oh, I'm sorry, that's George Sr.? It is. All right, so anyway, I said to the kids, well, today's Election Day. And they're, yay, yeah. I said, Catherine, what does it mean?
The president?
Right. And do you know who our first president was? Now, Catherine's not.
Washington?
Right, exactly. Well, in comes the big guy, Nick. He says, ask me anything about the presidents. I know everything there is to know. Great, because it's a competition, right? If I'm asking one kid, I got to ask the next one. I asked him about 20 questions. He didn't have a right answer for any of them. And some of the stuff's kind of shocking, and some of it's, well, I said, all right, who was the president during the First World War? Now, keep in mind, this is a 14-year-old. So he's already kind of into his sullen adolescent attitude thing, you know? Okay, ask me anything. Okay, who was president during World War I? And I'll give you a clue. He had a hand in the idea for the forming of the League of Nations. Kennedy? No, man, it wasn't Kennedy. Well, I don't know, man. We didn't take that in school. What grade are you in, man? You're a freaking freshman in high school. What do you mean you didn't take it in school? I knew about World War I in grade school. We didn't take it. Okay. What president was a war hero in World War II, was on a PT boat, and saved the lives of his men? Eisenhower? No, man. Well, we didn't take it. Okay, who was the supreme Allied commander of all the Allied forces during World War II? That was Kennedy. It was Eisenhower. You just said it. Now I'm yelling, of course. What are you yelling at me for? You know. So then I look at Chris. He's like 11. He don't know nothing. All he knows is, did we get PlayStation 2 or did we not? And he thinks it's all a big joke. You know, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who was president during the Civil War?
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, you got it, man.
I don't know.
With his brand new red, white, and blue braces. Are you familiar with these, by the way? Your kid can get braces that are red, white, and blue. That's what they got. They got braces that are freaking red, white, and blue. And there he is grinning back at me with his red, white, and blue braces. Who was the president during the Civil War?
Clinton.
So anyway, that's how I went at my house this morning. As I was telling these guys about that crap. And then Catherine has a mug. We have a coffee mug with all the presidents on it. I don't know where we got it, but it has them all. So now she has the mug.
Who was, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the 32nd president?
I don't know, Catherine.
See?
Yeah, well, I don't have the mug in front of me. So what I'm trying to say is I left all four children strangled to death in the kitchen this morning, and I went back to bed. Now they're fine. I think they are. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.